亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在这次的节目里，我们将要继续播放爱德华·米勒牧师的一系列的教导信息，讲到耶稣显明神。在今天的信息里，米勒牧师特别要与我们分享神他是爱的神。正如约翰福音三章十六节我们所熟悉的，那里说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。这是我们对神一个最基本的认识，神是爱我们的神。耶稣基督来到世上，为我们的罪钉在十字架上，使我们能够认识他，他就是爱。
创造宇宙万物，也用温柔双手安慰受伤灵魂。有一位神，宝座在荣耀的宝座，却死在十架挽救人堕落。
Lord, it is true.
主，这是真的。
Because you've given us a faith to believe with.
因为你给我们信心，使我们能够相信。
Not our faith, it's yours.
不是我们的信心，是你的。
And we choose to use it.
我们选择用这信心。
Because you've given us a faith to believe with.
因为你给我们信心，使我们能够相信。
I choose to believe.
我就选择相信。
I choose to believe that you are what you said you are.
我选择相信你就是你所说的那一位。
I choose to believe in the love of God for me.
我选择相信神对我的爱。
I choose to believe that you are real.
我选择相信你是真实的。
I choose to believe.
我选择相信。
All the works that you've done for us.
你为我们所成就的一切。
I choose to believe that you have power to answer prayer.
我选择相信你有能力应允祷告。
I choose to believe just because I choose to believe.
我选择相信就是因为我选择相信。
I believe in your love.
我相信你的爱。
A God that everyone wants but so few find.
这位神是每个人都想要的，但是找到的人却少。
The God of love.
爱的神。
The God that loves me.
爱我的神。
The God that cares for me.
顾念我的神。
The God that can do what he said he could do.
能够做他说他要做的神。
The God that's so big.
这么大的神。
That he can take care of me.
他能够照顾我。
In life or in death.
或生或死。
He's still God.
他仍然是神。
He's the God of the living.
他是活人的神。
He's the God of the dead.
他是死人的神。
He's the God in this life.
他是今生的神。
He's the God of the future life.
他是未来生命的神。
And he's a wonderful God.
他是奇妙的神。
Lord, I believe.
主，我相信。
Because I choose to believe.
因为我选择相信。
I'd like to share with you a little story.
我要跟你分享一个小小的故事。
It's a story in India.
这是在印度的故事。
Way off in the south part of India.
在印度南部很偏远的一个地方。
There was a woman from England.
有一个女人是从英国去的。
Her name was Amy Carmichael.
她的名字叫做 Amy Carmichael, 中文翻成贾爱梅。
And she developed a work, mission work there.
她在那里发展出一个宣教的工作。
To rescue young girl babies.
要拯救很小的女婴。
That would have died otherwise.
不然的话，那些女婴就会死掉。
She had a school.
她有一所学校。
For, for especially for girl children.
特别是给女孩子的。
As it grew bigger, they took in boy children also.
当那学校变大的时候，他们也开始接受男孩子。
She was a wonderful woman of God.
她是一个很美好的属神的姐妹。
And one day, a man brought his daughter who was in danger.
有一天，有一个男人把他的女儿带来了，那个女儿有危险。
To the school.
带到了学校里。
And he brought with him his other daughter, the younger daughter.
他把他另外一个女儿，一个比较小的女儿也带来了。
She was only about 7 years old.
那个女儿大概只有7岁。
That's pretty young.
非常的小。
And like a child, while they were talking,
就像一般的孩子一样，当他们在讲话的时候。
And this man and this missionary woman were talking.
这个男人跟这位女宣教士在谈话。
She was playing on the floor.
这小女孩就在地板上玩。
But sometimes, children have very big ears.
但是有时候小孩子的耳朵很大。
And she was listening.
她在听。
And something got into her heart.
有一样东西就进到了她的心里面。
Now she was a Buddhist.
她是佛教徒。
And she believed in the Hindu gods.
她也相信印度教的神。
All her family did.
她全家人都是这样子。
She never knew anything else.
她从来就不晓得还有别的东西。
And the god they especially worshipped was the god of Shiva.
他们所拜的神就是西法的神。
One of the high Hindu gods.
就是很高的印度教的神。
They had his idol on the shelf in their home.
他们家里也摆的那样神像。
And they go through all the ceremonial things every day.
他每天也会有很多拜着假神的仪式。
But while she was listening,
但是当这小女孩在听的时候，
she heard the missionary tell about another god.
她听到这位宣教士讲有另外一位神。
A god that loved us.
就是爱我们的神。
Now the god they had, the god of Shiva,
他们有的那位西法的神
was a fearful god.
是一个很可怕的神。
A very fearful god.
是非常可怕的神。
They had to placate him and please him.
他们必须要讨那个神的欢喜，要去安抚那个神，用各种各样的祭物。
And different ways of trying to even hurt themselves to make him happy.
他们要用许多的办法，甚至伤了自己，好让神高兴。
And they were very afraid of him.
他们非常怕那位神。
He would get angry so quickly.
那位神会很快的就发怒。
And do bad things to them when he got angry.
当他发怒的时候，就会对他们做不好的事情。
And she was playing and listening.
那个小女孩在玩，在听。
And she heard about a God that loves.
她听到有一位爱的神。
A God that loved us.
爱我们的神。
Little head and a little heart.
他的小脑袋还有小小的心。
Began to turn around.
开始转了。
A God that loved us.
爱我们的神。
And as she listened.
当他听的时候。
I don't know how God does it.
我不晓得神是怎么做的。
But that realization, that truth entered into her heart.
但是那样子的了解，那样的真理就进到了她的心里面。
She was just 7 years old.
她只有七岁。
She didn't know his name.
她不晓得这位神的名字。
She didn't know he had a book.
她也不晓得这位神有一本书是写给我们的。
She didn't know anything more than that.
她什么都不知道。
That's all she knew.
她所知道的就只有那样一点点。
That's all that got through to her.
她所有听到的就是那个。
Oh, I'm sure the missionary said many other things.
我相信那位宣教士说了很多其他的话。
But her little mind couldn't lay hold of that.
但是她小小的头脑没有办法抓住其他的东西。
But one thing.
但是只有一件事。
There is a God that loves.
有一位爱的神。
Not an angry, terrible, vengeful God.
不是一位可怕的、生气的、报复的神。
A God that loves.
而是一位爱的神。
And there that day.
在那里那一天
said,
他说
He will be my God.
他说这位神要做我的神。
That's the God I want.
那就是我要的神。
I don't want Shiva.
我不要西法的神。
I don't want other Hindu gods.
我不要其他印度教的神。
That will be my God.
那个会成为我的神。
Now she was only 7.
她只有七岁。
Well, the afternoon passed by.
有这个下午过去了。
Her father took her back home.
她爸爸把她带回家。
When it came nighttime,
晚上的时候来到了。
And they began to prepare for the supper.
他们开始预备晚饭。
One of the things they had to do was take some special ashes and put it on their foreheads.
他们要做的一件事情就是要用一些特别的灰抹在这小女孩的额头上，是白色。
That was the mark of Siva.
那个就是属于西法神的这个记号。
She had to do some other things.
他还必须做一些其他的事情。
When it came time to do it,
到了要做那个事情的时候，
she said, "No, I won't do it."
他说不，我不要做。
Why not?
为什么不做？
I have another God.
他说我有另外一个神。
Nonsense.
胡说八道。
What do you mean another God?
Well, 你说另外一个神什么意思？
Frightened.
他们很害怕。
What would Siva do if he heard that?
哦，如果西法神听到的话，不晓得会怎么办。
As if an idol had ears to hear with.
好像呢，偶像也有耳朵可以听。
They were frightened.
他们害怕极了。
Oh, put them on quickly.
就赶快把它
Don't say those terrible things.
抹上去说，不要讲这些可怕的话。
No, I won't put it on anymore. I have another God.
不，我不要再抹那个灰了。我有另外一位神了。你的神是谁呀？
He's the God that loves me.
那就是爱我的神。
That's all she knew.
她只知道这样子。
Oh, they beat her.
家人就打她。
They beat her and beat her and beat her and beat her.
家人就打她，一直打，一直打。
The child was badly bruised.
知道这个小孩被打伤得很厉害。
But she would not put on the ashes.
但是她就是不肯再抹上灰。
I have another God.
我有另外一位神。
When they gave up beating her.
当他们已经放弃了不打她了。
She walked out.In the meadows between her house,
她走到她家外面的草地上。
And said something she often said.
她就说了一句她常常讲的话。
She held out her sari like an apron, you know. She held it out.
她就是把她的衣裙给拿出来。
That was her custom.
那是他们的习俗。
And she said, "Oh God that loves."
她说：“哦，爱的神呐。”
I'm not offended in you.
我不生你的气。
It's all right if they beat me.
他们打我没有关系。
But I will worship you.
但是我要敬拜你。
And I will love you because you love me.
我要爱你，因为你爱我。
It began a long story.
这开始一个很长的故事。
Her name was Mimosa.
她的名字叫做 Mimosa.
And Mimosa would refuse to worship Siva anymore.
她拒绝继续拜那位假神。
They beat her.
家人打他。
Her relatives beat her.
他的亲戚打他。
They called the witch doctors in.
他们也把巫医叫来。
They called the priests in.
也把他们的祭司叫来。
They did everything.
他们做了一切。
They thought she had demons in her.
他们家人以为说他被鬼附。
They thought something terrible was wrong with her.
认为他一定出了很大的问题了。
But they couldn't take away her God.
但是人家没有办法把他的神拿走。
No, I have a God.
他说我有一位神 就是爱我的神。
They were very rich people.
他们是很有钱的人。
And she just grew up, that's all she ever knew.
他长大了就是那样，他只知道那样的生活。
And the best way she knew, she'd worship her God.
他按着他所知的那一点来爱他的神，来跟他的神祷告。别人都很怕他。
The whole village turned against her.
全村落的人都不理她。
She was considered a crazy girl.
她被人家认为是发疯了。
And when it got hard for her, she'd hold out her sari, say, "Oh God that loves, it's all right."
当她的事情变得很困难的时候，
I'm not offended in you.
她又把她的衣纱给摊开来说：“神啊，没有关系，我不生你的气，你是我的神。”过了很多年
，very sad years.
是很悲哀的年。
Finally, They couldn't marry her off a good marriage. They married her to a man that gambled.
结果他们没有办法把这个女孩嫁给一个很好的家庭，所以他们就把她嫁给一个会赌博的人。
Very wealthy.
她本来是很有钱的人家。
One of the high people.
是他们是高阶层的人。
But he gambled away little by little all of her money.
但是他的先生把他的钱渐渐的全部赌光了。
They had nothing.
直到他们什么都没有。
And they had to live in poverty.
他们活在贫穷里面。
And she had her children in poverty.
她的孩子也很穷困。
But time after time.
但是一次又一次。
Oh God that loves.
哦，爱的神啊。
I'm not offended in you.
我不生你的气。
I love you.
我爱你。
Because you love me.
因为你爱我。
After he gambled away all her money, then he gambled some more, and they came in debt.
当他先生把所有的钱都赌光了，又再赌，结果就负债了。
And she went out in the fields and began to work.
这个女孩子她就到田间去开始工作。
This high caste woman.
她本来是属于很高种族。
They never went out to work.
很高阶级的，她们本来是不能够出去工作的。
But she did.
但是她却这样做。
To pay off her husband's gambling debts.
来偿清她丈夫的赌债。
Why do you do this?
你为什么这样做呢？
Because my God doesn't like debts.
因为我的神不喜欢负债。
I don't know how she knew that.
我不晓得这女人怎么知道的。
She knew a lot of things about this wonderful God.
她知道很多有关这位奇妙的神的事情。
She never had a Bible.
她从来就没有圣经。
Never had a teacher.
也没有老师。
Never was in a church service in her life.
一生也没有去过教会的聚会。
But she knew one thing.
但是她知道一件事。
There is a God that loves.
有一位爱的神。
And he will be my God.
他要做我的神。
Sometimes they'd be such a strait that they had nothing to eat.
有时候他们非常的紧，没有东西吃了。
She'd go into a little dark storage room.
她会到黑暗的一个储藏室里面。
Hold out her sari.
把她的衣裳给摊开来。
Oh God that loves.
爱的神啊。
We don't have anything to eat.
我们没有东西吃了。
Will you help us?
你可不可以帮助我们？
She'd wait a while till she felt.Somehow my God heard me.
他会等一会儿知道他觉得说我的神听见了我，然后他就回来。
And one of the children come running, Oh, mommy, mommy, look.
然后他就有孩子来说啊，妈咪妈咪你看。
Somebody left this big bowl of rice out in our front door.
有人把一大碗的米留在我们的门口。
Time after time.
一次又一次。
Miracles happen for her.
神迹都为他发生了。
She don't know how to make right prayers if there is a right prayer.
即使有正确的祷告，他也不晓得该怎么样去祷告。
She knew how to talk from her heart.
但是他
God is a God of love.
知道怎么样发自内心去对那位爱的神说话。
Time after time, her children were sick.
一次一次，他的孩子病了。
They had no money for doctors.
他们没有钱去看医生。
The village people say, "Huh? See, now that's why you don't happens when you don't worship Shiva."
他们村落里的人就说：“你看，你不拜这个西法神，所以才会发生这样的事情。”
Now you see, they'll die. You see, watch.
你看啊，看着好了，你的孩子会死掉的。
Oh God that loves.
爱的神啊。
My little girl's going to die.
我的小女儿快要死了。
Will you help me?
请你帮助我好吗？
And she'd recover.
这个孩子就康复了。
God would heal her.
神会医治她。
That happened several times.
这发生了好几次。
After 20 years.
二十年之后。
20 long years.
漫长的二十年。
A mission band came into her village.
有一群宣教士到了她的村落里面去。
And she found out the name of her God.
她发现了她神的名字。
His name was Jesus.
她的名字就是耶稣。
Oh, she's so happy.
她好高兴。
After 20 years,
过了二十年。
She knew the name of her God.
她知道她神的名字。
That's all she knew.
她只知道这样。
There's two things
now.现在他只知道两件事
God that loves,
一个就是爱的神
His name is Jesus.
他的名是耶稣
She struggled through life.
他在生命中挣扎受了很多的苦
But always she'd retreat to the God that loves.
但是他总是回到爱的神那里去
I'm not offended in you.
我不生你的气
I love you.
我爱你
Help me.
请你帮助我。
40 years went by.
过了四十年。
She was able to go back and visit her sister, who was in that same school 40 years later.
她终于能够去拜访她的姐姐，就是四十年被送到那个学校去的。
Her sister's name was Star.
她姐姐的名字叫做星星。
And when she got back to school,
当她回到学校了。
And begin to talk with her.
开始跟她交谈。
They were amazed.
他们非常的惊讶。
And one day her sister Star said to her.
有一天她的姐姐就是叫做星星的姐姐跟她说。
Mimosa.
Mimosa.
You had no teachers.
你没有老师。
You had no Bible.
你没有圣经。
You had no help.
你没有帮助。
How can you know so much about God?
你怎么能知道这么多有关神的事情呢？
And she answered.
她回答说。
All that you've learned through your teachers and your books.
你从你的书还有老师所学到的一切。
I have learned through pain and suffering.
我是从痛苦受苦里面学来的。
And she knew her God.
她认识她的神。
She knew her God.
她认识她的神。
He had taught her himself little by little.
神自己渐渐的一点一滴教导她。
Without books, without teachers.
没有圣经，没有老师。
And the one thing she knew more than anything else.
她知道一件事远超过其他的事情。
My God is a God that loves me.
我的神是爱我的神。
She was never offended and she was never disappointed.
她从来不生气，从来不失望。
He answered many of her prayers.
神应允了她许多的祷告。
He taught her his ways.
神将她的道教导了她。
How did you hear him?
你是怎么样听到他的呢？
He just speaks to me in here.
别人就这样问，他说，他就对我这里说话。
He doesn't like this, so.
他告诉我他不喜欢那样的事情，所以我就不能够做。
And he tells me.This is the way, so I go that way.
她告诉我说应该要这样做，所以我就往这条路去。
And she learned much.
她学会了很多。
Because she learned to relate with a God that loves.
因为她学会跟这位爱的神相交。
She believed in him.
她信任他。
And though the terrible things happened in her life, she said, "I'm never offended."
虽然她的生命中遭遇了可怕的事情，她说我从来就不生气，没有关系。
I don't understand.
我不了解。
I hurt.
我难过。
But I'm not offended.
但是我不生气。
It's all right.
都没有关系。
I love you.
我爱他。
Because that's the God he is.
因为他就是这样子的神。
It's one of the things we so lack in this world is love.
我们在这世界上非常缺少的一样东西就是爱。
There's so little of it.
爱非常的少。
There's so little of it.
爱非常少。
And...When we open ourselves to love a little bit, we get hurt so often.
当我们把自己敞开来稍微去爱一点点，就很容易受伤。
The people that hurt us most are the people we love most.
最伤我们的就是我们最爱的人。
And so we're afraid of love.
所以我们怕爱。
I know many people are afraid to love.
我知道很多人怕去爱。
They told me so.
他们这样子告诉我。
They've been hurt.
他们曾经受过伤害。
By people they loved.
因为他被他们所爱的人伤了。
Or they've beenOr they've been betrayed.
或是被出卖过。
Or they've been defrauded.
或是被欺骗过。
By their own loved ones and friends.
被自己所爱的人还有朋友欺骗。
Just like Jesus was betrayed by his own disciple.
就像耶稣被自己的门徒出卖一样。
That's the scripture we have here.
就像我们这里所有的圣经。
In the 13th chapter of John tonight.
今天晚上是在约翰福音第13章。